This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu. It's open for business this a la carte Tuesday. Now, since 2011, Mukau has been serving health-conscious desserts with their frozen yogurts. The frozen yogurt trend peaked and declined in the last few years. Of course, he's going to say no. And how did they survive these years with 13 Mukau outlets? And Clifford Tu, founder of Mukau, will tell us a story of their journey. So, Clifford, welcome to the show. And Mukau to you, Mumu to you. How did you develop this this recipe for your yogurt?
Good morning, Fiona. We do a lot of R&D in developing our yogurt. I still believe in ingredient is the key to all good food. So I won't compromise on my ingredient.
Right.
Yeah, I think that is one of the winning formula for my for the sustainability of Mukau.
Okay, it's a success. You know, need to be humble about it. You're an architect, right?
Yes.
Turned frozen yogurt maker. How did that happen?
At one point, you know, we're working, and then you say, "Oh, I needed something." I mean, you have passion in it.
Yeah.
Not that I don't have passion in design and doing buildings. Mm. Just that I found that I have more passion in food.
Okay.
Yeah, that's like they always say, "Love what you do."
Right.
Yeah, I think I've chosen that path.
Now, right now, you have 13 Mukau outlets, right? And I know there was some of the curve previously, which has closed, right? So you've had over the last 4 or 5 years open and closed.
Yes, basically we needed a sort of a trial and error kind of basis where you open some area, it doesn't work, then you have to shift. You have to keep shifting your army. It's kind of like a plot.
Okay,
it's kind of playing chess. If it doesn't work here, it's no point. Try to sustain a business where you are losing money. You move, you shift to another place.
Isn't this an
move on?
Is it okay? And it sounds very simple, right? It's common sense, right? Yeah. But it's an expensive exercise.
It is. That's why the first few outlets have to be very successful.
Okay.
In order for it to work.
Right.
I mean, for the last few, then you can start to play the reshuffling card. Mm.
Okay, so in this over the last 4 years, how many have you had to open? How many have you had to close?
I think we only started closing in this past 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Total, I closed about five, but then we opened another 3 to 4 outlets.
Okay, so and even you say that when you've had to close, sometimes you're on a tenancy. How do you get out of this relationship?
It's with all relationship. I mean, you have to talk nicely to your partner. The relation doesn't work anymore. I mean, just let me go.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, and you're able to do that?
Yes. I mean, for the other parties, they're also business people.
Right.
I mean, we have to come up with... I know that it's always a solution. It's all about negotiating, finding the right solution, and if not, what is the best
solution? You said the first few outlets had to be successful, right? How do you know that the first few outlets were going to be successful?
You don't. That is all part of the business risk,
right?
That you have to take. You have to really assess the market, really bite the bullet.
Okay, so in the last 4 years, what have you learned about yourself as a business person? And what would you turn back, rewind 4 years ago, said, this is one I shouldn't have, this is one thing or a few things I shouldn't have done?
Actually, there's no right or wrong. Mm. It's based on assessing the whole situation and say, okay, what to do next that will lead us to a better place? Mm. Rather than, I don't agree with looking back and scrutinizing yourself, the action has already been taken.
Mm.
I mean, there's no point dwelling back on something already have been done.
Right.
Rather than let's move forward. What can we do better?
Okay. So with your outlets at the moment, do you work on a franchise model or do you work on a different model?
Previously, we were working as a licensing model, but I think this year we are started to close it so that we are no longer doing licensing model, rather than we opening ourselves.
Okay. So, and is this something permanent, or in the future you're still open to licensing?
We are open to licensing for overseas right now.
Right.
Yeah, so we are talking to a few prospect investors, and we'll see how things goes.
Okay, why didn't the licensing structure work for you here?
I think it's part of the owner, the operator that running the business. Because over here, usually operator will have a Mooka will become a second job.
Okay.
Let's say if you're in Australia, people get your franchise or licensing. Mm-hmm. That is their first job.
Okay.
I mean, if it's a second job, that the TLC is just not there.
Okay. The tender loving care, isn't it? Well, I mean, isn't that the case also? Like, if you find someone who says, okay, this is going to be my one and be all, will that change? Would you be open to suggestion? And would you open to licensing again?
Yeah, unless you select those operator. Mm. I mean, I do have some operator, not to say all, some operator who are very good in multitasking.
Okay,
you need those sort of people in order for it to work.
Mm.
Those they can go on their day job, and yet during the night time they can go and manage the shop.
Okay, so you still expect the owners to be there at the outlets?
It's all for all business. Without those tender loving care, you can't really run a business.
So what goes into the production of your yogurt? Where is it made?
It's made in house.
Mm-hmm.
All the yogurt is freshly made. I think we have a few school trip that we bring students over, show them how yogurt is being made.
In-house, there is no central
kitchen.
Central kitchen.
Yes.
So when you say in-house, in that sense, it's central kitchen.
Yes.
All right. And so this is it from milk powder base, or is it from, yogurt?
We make the milk, some of it from milk powder, and then some of it from fresh milk. And then we introduce the fresh culture into the mixture.
Okay.
Then we ferment close to a ton of yogurt, about 2 weeks. Every 2 weeks,
a ton of yogurt.
Yes.
Every 2 weeks. Okay. Now, what about when your outlets, is it mostly in the Klang Valley or outside the Klang Valley?
Most of my outlets in Klang Valley. And then we have two in Penang and two in Sabah. One in KK and one in Sandakan.
Oh, okay. Now, why would you say your yogurts are healthy? Is this the sugar content or just yogurts in general?
I think it's the probiotic because we ferment our own yogurt. So I know exactly what probiotic go into my yogurt and made it work.
Mm.
And yogurt have been around for almost 5,000 years.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's something people like about it that made it last for so long.
Okay, I will say, yogurt is yogurt, right? How would someone tell the difference between moo cow yogurt and other yogurts?
The moo cow yogurt, you get that taste, that particular tangy taste. A lot of other yogurt, you get the sourness, but actually the sourness is quite flat.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what you say, lah.
Yeah, that's what I say.
Okay, we'll talk about how, in terms of your expansion plans, having been around for 4 years, what are your future plans for this business in just a moment. Clifford Tu from Moo Cow. This is Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Big front man. BFM 89.9.
Good morning. This is Frida Liu, A La Carte Tuesday. Clifford Tu from Moo Cow here with me. We're talking about Moo Cow has been around for 2011. Somehow it feels like it's been around longer because maybe it's always in my face. How many staff do you have?
I have about 50 staff.
Mm-hmm. And what's it like, handling your staff? Is there a magic formula that you have?
This is an age-old question. I mean, staffing is always have been a problem, but it's always how you manage your staff.
Right.
I mean, for staffing, you can give them a good bonus, but those are only temporary measure.
Mm.
You have to sell them a dream.
Mm.
Then I would say that it's only your imagination is the limit.
How do you sell them this dream?
Sell them what they could do in the next 5 years, 10 years.
Okay.
That is the dream. That is that light in the end of the tunnel.
Okay.
You said, okay, work with me, and let's achieve this dream.
Okay.
Rather than you know, my father's time, maybe they have this saying that, oh, you only work for me.
Okay.
I mean, we have to change that sort of thinking. Mm. Work with me, and we try to build this dream.
Okay, and you can be an owner.
Yes.
You sell that as well. All right, so you can have
or
one
you can run an overseas expansion for me. You're my general.
So your overseas is a big thing for you. Your plans. Are you anywhere yet?
We are in negotiation, okay. So we are still waiting for that first person to jump into the boat.
Okay, you've got a country in mind that we can talk about, or a country that you're focused on.
Actually, I'm now focusing in China and Indonesia.
Okay.
Yeah, because they just have that population. One of the down points for Mukau in Malaysia is that we are restricted by the population, where we only got about 30 million population. It's just saturated. It's just that X amount of population.
And obviously, you've done your research with China, Indonesia as well. Are there already a lot of yogurt players?
There is.
Okay. And you don't, you're not too concerned about that?
No, I'm not too concerned. Because as long as you know that you're using the right material, the right ingredient, you shouldn't be afraid. Your taste is there. The ingredient is good. The pricing is right.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. No, so what do you feel goes into building a brand?
Building a brand is all about TLC. That's all I got to say. It's all about TLC. It's how much love you put into it. It's all about it. For food, it's all about how much preparation and how much love you put into it.
Okay.
That made the taste.
Okay, so in terms of when you say you put your love into it, you do the usual thing like the online media. I mean, in terms of building the brand, how do you, get people talking about you?
Social media is a good platform. Mm-hmm. But also, you need to do a lot of school trip, educational fair. Uh-huh. You bring students into my factory. Uh-huh. Let's show them what you do. Okay. Show them how you make the yogurt.
Okay.
I mean, that is much better than 10,000 advertisement. That.
Okay, so school trips is what you do.
School trip, yes, we do a lot of school trip. We do a lot of CSR project.
Okay, CSR, what do you do?
We sponsor. I mean, for me, I only like to sponsor those really needed.
The
needed bunch.
Okay.
I mean, I have got corporate who come to me and say, "Oh, Clifford, can you sponsor a gala night?" I said, "Can," but then it's not my particular cup of tea.
Right. Okay. So it's something that's a little bit more that people require. That's yes. Like, for example, some of the things that you worked on.
We have previously we have sponsored Mooncake to old folks home, disabled homes, and also some orphanage.
Okay,
and I mean those are the people that will come up to be your next customer.
Okay, so apart from the mooncakes, you give them yogurt, obviously.
Yeah, we give them yogurt. yes, and then also yogurt drinks.
Okay, or yogurt mooncakes.
Yes.
Okay, now in terms of innovation as well, what do you do to innovate the yogurt that you have?
Actually, you don't need to innovate. I mean, a lot of people got the idea wrong. Yogurt have been around for so long. Just do it a little bit better.
Okay.
Just that little bit better.
What's that little bit better? Where do you do it a little bit better?
A little bit better in terms of change your ingredient. Uh-huh. Just made it a little bit better.
Okay. The Kaizen approach.
Yes.
Okay.
You don't need to reinvent the wheel. Just make the wheel more efficient, I would say.
Okay. And when you say make it a little bit more efficient, what do you mean?
There's a lot of, in terms of the factory site, make your workflow more efficient.
Okay.
I strongly believe in IT. I strongly believe in systemizing my whole process.
Okay.
And then also finding that consistency.
Okay, so it's consistency is behind the scenes that make the wheel move a little bit smoother.
Yes.
Okay. So people take that for granted. They think it's just the outside facade. If you don't have the back end support.
You need the back end. Really need the back end. You need the whole team to work so efficiently.
Right.
So actually that in turn, it will save costs.
Okay. So it's not just the outside; it's the behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. Now, what's the end game for you? It's not build and sell, so it's expansion overseas.
Yes, no, just keep expanding. I think having the build and sell idea behind is not really a good idea for businessmen because before you even started a business, you're already thinking about abandoning the ship.
Right.
Yeah, I mean you have to stick with it. Give it some love.
Okay.
Let's watch it grow. It's kind of like...
Is it like a marriage?
Yeah. Watching actually, through. You are married to your business.
You're married to business. So what would your advice be for people who are looking at starting something? They may not know what it is that we want to do in the F&B space.
Okay, don't talk about it. Go and do it.
Okay.
Just do it. I mean, I hear a lot of people talk about their magnificent dream, what they should do. And after a few years, they're still talking about the same thing.
Okay.
Just don't talk about it. Just do it.
Just do it.
Just do it.
All right. Thanks, Clifford, for being here with us. Clifford Tu from Moo Cow. And on behalf of Moo Cow, they're giving away 3 mystery gift packs with a voucher. And he said mysteries, and I'm not telling you what's in it. So they're giving away 3. You just have to name where 2 Moo Cow outlets are. Right? Okay. So you've got to be pretty hardcore. If not, you do a very quick search right now. So the first 3 to come in, to send their answers to 0162019000, 0162019000, where 2 Moo Cow outlets are, and just send that with your full name, yeah, to and your answer to 0162019000, and you'll be one of 3 people to get a mystery gift pack with a voucher to try out the Moo Cow yogurt. Thanks for being with us again.
Thank you, Tu,
from Moo Cow. It's open for business. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.